League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Like, I have a strong-ass immune system until, like, the wrong germ creeps up on me in the train and it's like, what's up? What's good? And
come
like,
on. You know the germs in New York ain't never that calm. Like, yo, ma, what's good, B?
Hey, yo, shorty.
That's more of what the germs are.
Yeah.
All in your immune system. Your immune system like, get the fuck away.
I'm like,
germs like, man, fuck you then, immune. I rock your shit right
my
now.
My immune system be like, you silly, you stupid.
Come on over there.
You stupid.
Hey, yo, tell them anybody to get the fuck up out of here real quick so I can come over.
What you gonna do? You gonna get me sick? You gonna get me sick. I like that.
You're so stupid.
I like that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is another episode of Wording is Hard. I'm to hear more, and I want to thank my amazing guest. I just jack of all trades. I don't even know what all to call it because she's more than an entrepreneur, more than an advocate of veganism and people's rights and animals' rights, more than a great friend, more than an asshole because she's definitely that as well. New York bred, Sabrina Castro. Yes. Has the coolest last name, too.
Oh, Sabrina Castro. Last name is actually Castro. It's not Sith. A lot of people are like, Sith? Did you know that's also in Star Wars? No, I didn't.
Is that where it came from? Is that where the Sith came from?
Star Wars, yeah.
I like it. I root for the villain in Star Wars a lot.
Right?
Yeah. The villains are usually cooler.
I mean, yeah, and there's like, their story, like Darth Vader, he's a villain because of love.
Yeah.
That's like the most romantic, he's the most feared individual because of love. He wanted to save the one he loved. You know what?
That's deep. I never even looked at it like that. That's deep.
Right.
What?
And this is why nobody loves you.
I don't get no shit.
You're the villain.
I am the villain. That's why I can call it whack, because I am the villain. I don't care about your love. I don't get no shit about that shit. I'm out here, fam. We ready to have a great time. You ready to have a good time? You say you watch every episode, so you know what to expect. I'm going to still say the rules for you just in case, but you know what the hell going down. We both have five index cards, and they have very difficult words on them. We're going to do our best to pronounce these words and then try to figure out the definition of said word. You know, Maya's back there doing her thing. I'm glad Maya kept the shirt on for every episode we filmed today. Because y'all keep talking about why she ain't changing her shirt. Because it's the same day for us. Just shut up and just enjoy her reprimanding me. She's gonna be here to tell us if we're right or wrong. And then after that, we have a bonus round where we do the one more sentence. But I will explain that when we get to it. So,
all right, I'm excited.
Yeah, man. How do you feel like you got any predictions on how you're gonna come out of this thing?
I mean, either way, I think I can pronounce words better.
Mm-hmm.
We both are trash at pronunciation.
Mm. I didn't know that you were that trash.
I'm better than you, though.
Ain't that a bitch?
So, being that it's just me and you, I'm about to kill this.
Well, here's the thing. This is what I finally feel like. I feel like, you know, you may think that you're better than me, but I feel like you're going to pronounce 70 to 80% of the words with dead ass attached to it.
Wait,
which
but
is gonna
I already
make
know
it
I
wrong,
am. You know? I already know I am.
Yo, dead ass, this is such and such. And you're like, wait, is what? Was that all one thing? You're like, nah. It's such and such dead ass. You're like,
facts.
Well, see that. See, yeah. So that right there is going to work in my favor. So I'm feeling pretty good about this. You know what I mean?
All right, can we start?
Dead ass, B?
You was just about to start.
I was about to start anyway.
And you're still going to start. So can we start?
You know what? Tell me about your childhood really quick. Let's just go. Let's take 16 steps back real quick.
I got hugged. Something you can't talk about.
That was a low blow.
Round one.
We're going to move on to this first word, ladies and gentlemen, of round one. No.
What happened? Tell me what happened. Well, like, got all the vowels. Oh, and no, it's missing one.
Okay. Yeah, there's one, yeah.
You got this.
Okay.
The word is AmanuenSis.
All right, here we go. Amanuensis. I'm a nuisance.
You are a nuisance.
Dead ass me.
Facts.
I'm a nuisance.
No, you're leaving out some of those vowels.
Ooh, there's like 56 vowels in there.
Okay, they first added. Of all, look.
A man.
No.
You know what? I think right there you're gonna have to put like a little twang to it, like a.
Amanuensis.
I know the last three words.
Three letters.
I mean.
Yeah, you probably should stay on that side right there.
What?
You say what? Who is this? Mind my business. Fuck you. Okay. Here we go. Dead ass B.
I'm a deus. That's my song, though.
Amanuensis. Man, I don't want this word.
Ooh, that's yours.
Did you give a final answer?
Oh, all that time I was singing the song. Amanuensis.
Who?
I mean, you didn't say anything. You said about 10 things.
Were any of those right?
They were getting closer and closer.
Go with the last thing you said, and I know you don't remember what it was.
Hey, yo, kiss my ass.
I know you don't remember what it was.
Amanuensis.
Ooh. That's the little twang I was talking about.
Yeah. Amanuensis.
Boom.
Final answer. Amanuensis.
You left out an N at the end. Amanuensis.
Oh. I actually was close on that one. I mean, you see a word like that, and if you never heard it or seen it before, you're just like, man, I don't know what the fuck this is.
Mm-mm. That's the word I skip over in a sentence when I'm reading like an article or something. I've been doing that. I'd be
absolutely.
Like, and then I know,
some people were like, I don't know what that word is. Now look it up. I wish I had that dedication to look words up on the spot.
Yeah.
So they can like, oh, I can better understand. I'm like, it's 16 sentences before and after. I can figure out what the fuck this one word means.
Yeah.
But
Put it together.
Yeah. I don't know. Say it again.
Amanuensis.
That still don't sound right, but whatever. Amanuensis is, it's like when somebody's like a manly man. And they they've already left, but you go in a room they were just recently in, and you can still like feel or smell their presence. That person has mastered amanuensis. It's like the essence of a manly man.
But what about sis at the end? I mean, is it a manly?
That's
man?
That's what the essence is. It's just kind of, you know, you just switch it up. So you don't have to do this part, right? This is my word.
I was just trying to help you out.
I think you get a phone call. There you go.
Yeah, he here. Yeah, he still look like a ripe banana. Facts. Perfect for a smoothie, banana bread, and all of that.
kiss my ass, Marina Seth. What? Tolstoy's literary Amanuensis, VG. Is this a sentence or what is this? Every word make me stop.
What?
Exactly.
Hold on.
That's a sentence. That's one sentence.
Ooh. You gotta put this sentence on here. Ooh. Whoever's editing, put this dumbass sentence on here. I thought these were just random words put together.
Definitely a bunch of. That's like a cheat code you put into a video.
Why is
game?
This happening on this episode? Tolstoy's literary Amanuensis, VG Cherkov.
Jerkov.
immigrated to Britain the previous year.
Oh.
I reject this.
Okay.
I reject everything about this court.
Why?
I don't want to guess the definition of this word. If I had to guess, though, I would say short stories or...
It's interesting.
Or games or riddles, something to that effect.
I don't even understand the sentence.
I don't understand
the sentence came out of your mouth, and the whole time I heard, wah, 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 wah.
I heard that reading it, and I've never heard my voice do that to my ears.
It was like, what did you just say?
You know, Tolstoy. Yeah.
Previous year.
I've heard of it, but I know.
Tolstoy is
Story.
That's not Toy Story. That's what I was hoping it was. I was hoping it was Toy Story. I was like, I killed this.
Oh, Toy Story.
Yeah. Woody, Buzz, the sheep.
Oh, come
the
on.
The alien. Come on. That's easy.
Sid?
Bo? When Bo left and she was on her own and she helped Woody in it, that's the easy word. But this, it's not Toy Story. That's Toy Story.
I really hope that this sentence is on the screen. Do, because it's true.
An amanuensis is one who is employed to write from dictation or to copy manuscript. Kind of like a secretary in the olden days.
Okay. All right. Wait, so it's like a secretary.
It's what a secretary would do, but it's specifically to type out dictation. Or to copy manuscripts.
This is dumb. Anyways, is it my turn?
Yes.
Oh.
Now fuck that. I get to talk my shit because I just had that word and that fucking sentence.
And you spoke way too much. That sentence was dumb long, first of all. And you was fumbling over your word. You talk too much. Just give yourself a rest. And let me figure this out. Hush up. Calm down.
I hope you eat some bad vegan cheese and damn this shit on yourself.
Relax, relax. Think about your arteries. All right? They're a little too stuffed in there. You acting up. Think about your heart. Okay.
Your head too big for that small ass shirt.
Oh, you want to talk? He want to talk about heads. That's what he want to do. That's crazy.
I had nothing
you
else.
You got a head that's just literally on your shoulders, and you want to talk
about I don't need no neck.
Anyways.
The word is B-I-B-E-L-O-T.
Biblot. Nope.
What? Did you say Bebop Roxanne?
No, wait.
Woo.
Bibelot.
Ooh, that
is Bibelot.
What?
Why do I keep
swinging a miss? Play ball. What?
Bibelot.
Strike three. You're out.
No, Bibelot. Bibelot. Yeah. Bibelot?
No. The T is silent.
Oh, Bibelot.
Wait, yes.
Bibelot.
Yeah.
Wait, so did I get it?
No, you didn't.
Oh, wait, I have to try to guess it. Hold on.
You don't have to. If you don't want to do that point, you can go right to it.
There
you go. It sounds like a small town sports store that's not doing well in sales.
I'm just going to read it. The old woman's house was full of small bibelots she'd collected. She's a hoarder over the years. Okay, so that means she's a hoarder.
What's that mean about the word?
I think small bibelots are knickknacks and... haberdasheries, which is the stuff.
Haberdasheries?
Yeah, that's actually a real word.
I know it's a real word. I thought the haberdashery was like the place, though.
No, that's a haberdasher. No.
Wouldn't you know what? Seller?
Knickknacks.
There you go.
That's correct.
Knickknacks?
It's trinkets. Knickknacks, yes.
Trinkets. That's the only word I was looking for. Ooh, I knew what it meant.
I mean, yeah, you get an easy ass word.
My sentence was way more.
Man.
It's like, I can't read
that. That sentence is my shit. I still feel like this is like the missing pieces to like what Indiana Jones was looking for. Like, this gets you to the Holy Grail.
I hated that sentence.
Oh, my God.
I loved it for you.
Emmy West is a great word, though. I like pronouncing that word. It's like gargantuan. I don't get to say it enough, but I really love the word gargantuan.
Okay.
MUS is a beautiful word. It's just stupid as fuck.
It's dumb. It's secretary.
Yeah, gosh. Anyway, all right.
Those dictations.
Let's move on to the next freaking thing.
Okay, let's go.
Hello, guys. I'm to hear more. And today I'm here to talk about something very, very important. Your balls. Okay? You gotta take care of your balls, which is why I want to give a big shout out to Manscaped for supporting this podcast and being one of the greatest donors. But let's get back to the topic at hand. Balls. You got to take care of your balls, okay? And there's no better way to do it than with Manscaped. Let me tell you about this new 3.0 lawnmower, okay? It has a ceramic blade. You know what that means? That means it reduces the possibility for manscaping accidents. I've had a ton of accidents, okay? I've had a lot of things go wrong when I was trying to be creative. Just, you know, put a little exclamation point or question mark. By the way, don't put a question mark right above the jewels. Definitely a big turnoff, okay, guys? Just take it from your boy on this one. But this new Lawnmower 3.0, not only does it have the ceramic blade, but it took them 18 months to do this. 18 months, and it shows. It has the LED light, so you can get those hard-to-reach places. Because, I mean, we've all been there, fellas. It's a lot of guys like, oh, I ain't doing all that manscaping stuff. Let me tell you something. When you are committed to it, you got that leg cocked up on the sink, you trying to see the hard-to-reach places, you're going to want that light. Well, you look no further because it is on the Lawnmower 3.0. Not only that, but you got 90 minutes. Okay, 90 minutes on one charge. This battery can go. I don't know why you would ever need to shave for 90 minutes, but hey, if you do, that's on you. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Water resistant. Some people like to do it in the shower, which I wouldn't do, however, because it's already slippery enough. If I'm on one foot, I just can't take that chance. I don't have health insurance like that, guys. What's better than that is getting 20% off. 20% off your first purchase. Not only that, I'm gonna hook you up with free shipping. How's that sound? Fantastic. Listen, all you got to do, guys, is go to manscaped.com and use the promo code WORDING. That's right. WORDING. WORDING. And you're going to get 20% off your first order, and you're also going to get free shipping. Come on. Free shipping? You should have did this yesterday. To bring it all together, guys, no one else cares about your below-the-belt grooming more than Manscaped. And they support me, so I support them, and I support you doing what you need to do to get your manscaping together. Come on!
Round two.
All right. Here we go.
I'm excited.
I almost said that completely wrong, and I saw a lot of the word I knew.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I got this.
The word is INSTAURATION.
I know.
Instauration?
I know. Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, you did that.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
You got this. Hold on. What do you think it means? What do you think it means? You got this.
Wait, you didn't guess at your shit. Look at you. Try to. This is like a New Yorker. Try to hold somebody to a standard joke. Yerp, and looking ass won't even do.
Don't ever yerp in your
yerp, looking don't. Ass.
Ew.
Yerp. You know what? New York pigeons are aggressive as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that. Like, they don't move for like people, rats, or the train.
I love it.
They wear bandanas. They catch
it.
The train.
I love
I've
it.
Seen pigeons like maybe, walk their little goofy the ass train, all like, on the train. I'm like, what? You ain't paying at the turnstile, my G. Like, you just.
I love it.
They so rude, dog. I think inspiration is a. It's an app that you can pull pictures from Instagram and like increase the saturation on them. So like you can make it really sepia, you can make it really inkwell.
Are you even trying?
Hmm?
Are you even trying to really figure out?
Like
the
if
word?
You didn't know the meaning of that, you would buy that. You
I would not. I absolutely would not.
Shut up. Alright, once humanity dreamed of the great Instauration, a rebirth of ancient wisdom that would compel us into a new age.
Oh, that's definitely about an app.
I don't know why I'm getting these type of words. I'm gonna be honest with you. This is like I'm understanding the sentence for the most part, but like just like breaking it down. All right, so once humanity dreamed of the Great Restoration, which is basically a rebirth of ancient wisdom that would compel us into a new age, right? So that basically telling you what that is, right? So the inspiration would basically be like, you know, the restarting, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The beginning of something anew.
Oh.
You know?
Ooh, you
break that down, right? And you got it.
Break it down.
Maya?
I'm going to give that to you. It's restoration after decay or dilapidation.
Come on now.
I really think he was getting it right. I ain't going to lie.
You say what?
That's why I was all in. I was like, go ahead, break it down. Oh, he got it right.
You didn't have faith in your boy?
No.
Ain't that a bitch? Have you played me in Words with Friends?
No.
I'm fucking amazing at words. I just can't speak worth the damn. Okay. But like spelling words, I'm a beast.
This has nothing to do with spelling.
I know, but I just wanted to highlight something that I am good at.
Besides, let me figure this. Let me see this next.
That's your word. Nah, pull that shit back out. That's your word. The one that looked like Birmingham's big brother. Pull that shit back out.
Beat me up, please.
Nah. Pull that shit back out.
Girl. First of all, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 letters?
That word looks like
14 letters?
A bad joke. It looks like a bad, bad joke.
The word is BROBDINGNAGIAN.
All right, boom. So we're going to break it down.
Yeah,
this is 14 letters. We got to break down. This is how we would talk.
Anytime I see a B and a D together, next to each other, I
look like they're beefing.
Yeah.
Because they're both lowercase. Like,
what's up, motherfucker? What you do? Bring it in. Definitely.
They facing each other like, what's good?
Keep saying words that start with them.
Hey, bro, what?
Bitch, please. Dog. Whatever.
It's pretty good. All right, boom.
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
That shit wrong as fuck. I'm just letting you know. I can just tell the way you started. You didn't have enough confidence to finish that word. You only had enough confidence if that was like a six-letter word, and that word is clearly more than six letters, so you was going to fail. So let me just stop you right there. Restart that shit. Want to take it back?
Probe-ding.
Nope, not enough confidence again. You're going to fuck
it all up. You know what? Right here, with the G and the N, it's going to be Nyangian. Right? Because that's what G and N's, sometimes that's what they do when they're together. It's like a Nyang. Nyangian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, listen. Yeah. Huh?
Brobding. Wait. Gotta cuss myself.
She had to stop herself and call herself a bitch. Bitch, what are you doing?
Hold
you and Sabrina, what are you doing?
By the way, I have conversations like that with myself all the time. Bitch.
I think we all do.
What? Brobdingnyangian. I feel like if I sang it, it might come out bad.
No.
Brobdingnyangian.
I'm gonna let you know. Wait, hold on. I never have faith in you, but Maya's judging you right now.
Listen, I'm gonna put, you know what I'm gonna do? So sometimes I'll put on my grandmother's accent. She has a very heavy accent. Her first language was Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So. Brobdingnyangian.
That sounded. It sounds like you're making fun of Chinese people.
That's no.
Is that your final answer? In your grandmother's voice?
In my grandmother's voice. You know what? I really love my grandmother. Please don't tell me I'm wrong.
Tap. You might want to just tap out.
Brobdingnyangian.
It didn't get any better at any point of what you were doing.
All right, my final answer is Brobdingnyangian. I'm sorry, it's better.
It's close.
Wait. You take those calls,
wait.
You?
I'm right?
No, she just say right. Right doesn't mean close, motherfucker. That's what? Some old New York shit. But Dougie, I was in the ballpark, York.
Right?
No.
Brobden Nangian.
Bob.
Brob, like oh, bra. Bob.
That's an R
like,
right Bob. There. That's what that R meant.
I didn't even think of saying Brob.
Yeah.
Brobdingnagian.
And then that G in the middle is sort of a guttural sound, not really a G. Yeah.
It's sort of a what sound? Guttural?
Gutta.
So it's not like Brobdingnagian. It's Brobdingnagian.
I didn't even know that was a real word. Son. What she just said, like the term she just used. She guttural sound. Guttural sound.
What? Gutta. This G be wearing Tims and shit.
The two ends are next to each other pretty much with a little jump.
That's what I'm saying, the little nyang. Yep.
You want to try to figure out what that means?
Okay, so boom. Brob di. All right, so boom.
Don't even try to say it again because we.
Brob, right?
Mm-hmm.
We already know what brob means, so we don't have to deal with that.
I actually don't. What exactly does brob mean?
You about to find out. And then, ding, right?
Wait. You didn't actually tell me at all.
Alright, but the last portion of this word looked like magician, right? So Nagian. I wanna go.
And these words be beating people's ass. You ain't never seen a word just like intimidate a grown-up on paper until cameras are rolling. We got three cameras showing all the insecurities of us. It is like, I promise I'm smart. People let me drive. They trust me with their kids.
They
cook
do.
Recipes.
I was
from
a chef for 9 years.
I was on the National Honor Society in school. I promise you. We just didn't do shit like this.
What kind of school was it, though?
Oh, yo, first of all, kiss my entire ass. It was one where weapons were not allowed, so you probably wouldn't have liked it there.
I wouldn't have.
Let's take your best guess.
I feel so disrespected, though. Like, dead ass, like, wait, hold on. And I'm not even trying to be extra, like, this is...
dead ass is gonna come.
Like, no, but, like who was like, yo, you know what would be a dope word? This one. Like, nobody needed this. Not a soul.
No.
No one. I don't even care what the meaning is.
Yeah.
I'm gonna read this sentence, though. But I already broke down what it meant.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a bada-bing bodybuilder with an appetite to match. Okay, so he's...
Wait a minute. He's a what type of bodybuilder?
Bada-bing.
Nope.
Brob.
I'm 100% wrong. Sure, that's wrong.
Brob-ding-ding magician.
None of that is right. It's not computing.
Boom-boom-boom-boom.
Nope, that's McDonald's.
Listen, y'all, like...
Nope. I mean, you know what
I'm saying? I could cry on cue because I'm a really good. And I'm going to tell y'all that I'm just acting, but I'm really crying.
Yo, that was a difficult word.
It means big. It means a lot. It means he's a bada bing bodybuilder, which means with an appetite to match. He's dedicated. He's big. He's bulky.
It really means just very big.
Why do they need this? Can I rip?
So I'll give that to you.
Can I rip it?
Okay, yeah.
I need to get this out because we don't need this. We have very big.
We have
what was
very
the word
big?
That you said you like to say?
Gargantuan.
Boom.
Monstrous.
Boom.
Humongous.
Humongous.
There's a lot of words that mean that already.
We don't need this. Somebody was like, yo, there was some trolls back in the day.
Absolutely.
They was trolling when they was making the English language. They're like, yo, this is mad funny.
There was no need for that whatsoever. Like, whatsoever. It was just, I agree.
Let's see if I'm trying to figure this one out.
Yeah, I'm glad that you got it wrong, though, on the pronunciation, so I got that part. I'm not petty or anything. I just, you know, I like to win.
Round three.
That's the word you got?
Do you know it?
I mean, is there 14 letters in it? Is there 14 letters in it?
No, not this one.
Is there mad? Like, is there a B and a D about to fight? About to pop off?
I don't feel no type of sympathy.
Is there a B and a D about to pop off?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I've had on previous episodes.
Oh, no, I know. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about right now. We're talking about me and you. We're talking about this episode right now.
That had 28 letters in it. It took up a whole line on the index card. I had that. I had a word that didn't respect the rule I before E except at the C. It did not follow that rule.
That's crazy. Okay?
So when you talking about that little punk ass word right there, that ain't shit. That ain't shit.
Crazy.
Okay? You know what that is? That's a dad that drinks, but he don't even hit y'all. Okay? I was dealing with abusive shit over here. Okay? That's child's play. You don't even need therapy for that shit.
I mean,
I can't sleep at night with the words I got. They keep me up at night. Vowels and consonants chasing me around.
Who are you to tell me about my trauma?
Okay? The motherfucker that is judging
me?
No.
Who are you to tell me how to deal with words that don't... Look, and these, they still survive. The G and the N. And I'm sick of this.
You sound like you're complaining. I'm not even sure you're from New York no more.
That's what we do
fuck,
best.
Fuck you from Trenton?
All right.
You from Jersey? Ooh. You from New Jersey? You from Trenton?
No disrespect to Jersey. No disrespect to Jersey. But hopefully.
I ain't even worried about it. Sabrina, you know, you hit me, I ain't gonna never hit you back. I'm gonna press charges, and you already on papers. Yeah, there we go. All right, now we're gonna go ahead and go with.
The word is SOI-DISANT.
Soy de salt.
That is incorrect.
Oh no, I was talking to Tony. Yeah, that's the name of the artist. Tony is that Soy de salt? He's like Trent. Tony.
Y'all listening to him on the next?
Yeah.
Silent listening.
Best silent listening. Yep. Yeah.
I heard his album was dope.
Yeah. Oh, but Maya, this word right here is
You gotta say it with a French accent. Maybe
you don't have to say it with a French accent to still be wrong.
If you say it with a French accent, it might help you.
Sweet dessert. Oh, it's no tea. So it's sweet dessert.
Soi disant.
Soi. See, I know it was with an accent. Soi.
You actually close it yet. That ain't it. That ain't fucking it at all. What is sweet the song?
Soi disant.
Soi disant.
So the T is sort of a G.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I get it. Here's the craziest thing about this. This word is fucking stupid, okay? I don't understand how this is English if you have to say it like you got a fucking beret and some leggings on and a fluffy shirt as a man with some thong sandals on and you have to have that exact outfit on to say this word correctly, okay? Why? Why is this here?
Because the English language actually derives from multiple different languages.
I don't give a fuck about that. I don't care about that. Like once we decided that, hey, we finna be our own country, we gonna use our own language, shit like this should be out the window.
Why are we speaking the king's English then?
I think we are far from the king's
English. Or somebody's English. But we're not speaking our own language. This ain't no country language. This is our language.
We're closer to New Jack English.
Well, we are literally...
You keep tearing it up all you want to, but it ain't gonna change the fact that you was wrong as fuck. I'm going to read the sentence. One is one of the few sweetest song.
Okay.
Walking boots that we've seen this month that you might be able to, you know, walk in.
Who said you know in the middle of a sentence that's written down? It's written down. You know that you walk in. What? This is I'm reading this. You don't even need to put that.
They wrote it like they absolutely got it from a conversation.
That's like me writing, okay, so what I'm writing to tell you is this. All right, so boom. These are the problems. I don't need to write "I," so boom.
I'm thinking stylish. Very stylish, very fashionable, very like high end or fashion forward walking boots that you like. That's what I'm thinking with the sweetest home.
That's incorrect.
I didn't even try.
It's so-called. So-called.
Oh,
Soi disant. Called, so-called.
Okay, I'm just gonna move on. Because that word is unnecessary.
It's French.
Then they should have kept it there. Why is it here? Why isn't it in this show? It's a word, this is an English.
It's right? Not called French word in his heart. It is word in his heart. Period. But then we have words like this, just trying to throw a real one up. This ain't nothing but the man trying to keep the black man down. That might be a reach.
Ooh. There's a little truth there with English sometimes.
Right. Okay. I'm going to just get to this word.
That looked like something House would say a patient has.
Ooh, don't bring up House. I do not like his attitude.
You, Lauren?
I do not like him.
Why?
I don't like people that are condescending and like... Even though we do it to each other. I was going to say, we're joking. He's right. Dead ass.
No, but I'm saying, like, New York.
Yeah, but not everyone in
New York. No, but New York. You ever ask somebody for directions in New York? You'd be like, yo, do you know how to get a gate? Get the fuck out my face,
yes,
son.
I've actually.
The fuck I look, I got Google fucking tattooed on my head. Yo, this shit's a duck. Get
there's
out of
a
here,
lot
me.
Of people. Yeah,
yo.
Because it's you.
Walk, my nigga, walk. Take a walk.
There's
get out of here,
plenty
B.
of people. I'm a New Yorker. If you
I
ask
saw somebody
me,
do that to a
I
nun.
Won't lie, though. I'm also a New Yorker that has given people, like, hey, you know where this is? That way. Just because I don't. I'm like, I think. And I won't ever say I think. I just be like, is that way? That way. And, yeah, they definitely went the
rude
wrong way.
Rude and condescending.
But
New
not
York.
In, like, not. Because I would think, like, oh, that's the right way. And then I'll end up walking the opposite way and finding what they were looking for. And I'll be like, oh, shit.
You know how they spell New York? Like, you know they changed the spelling of it? If you look up New York right now, it's actually spelled RUDEASFUCK. It just changed it. It changed about 2 weeks ago.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's so crazy. Okay.
That word is crazy. And you pronouncing it is going to be even crazier.
Ooh, wait, hold on.
The word is CARAVANSARY.
Hold on. I'm trying to channel my ancestors.
to your grandma's accent again?
No.
Because that didn't help.
I'm going to the other side of my family. Damn it, they all got accents. Okay. Caravansary. No, that doesn't even sound right. I'm going to end up saying the same thing that I just said. Caravansary.
Correct.
I knew that.
You didn't even believe in yourself. You're not a true New Yorker.
I have low self-esteem, period. Oh, God. This has nothing to do with the game.
This
has to do with internal
trauma
that I'm trying to address.
Being from New York either, then.
Actually, it has everything to do with
New York. Nah, so you're not good enough. Fuck that. Do it again.
All right, boom. So, caravansary. I'm not going to assume that it has anything to do with a caravan.
Like the actual...
Like
Dodge.
Somebody I know would. So you see what it is? It's a caravan on their anniversary. That's what you would do. That's you. Caravans.
Wait, why wouldn't that be a logical thought?
That's the first thing you would think.
I mean, logically, like, yo, it's where the caravans all meet up. Like, yeah, I got a 98. Like, yeah, I got an 02. Had this one for a while. Like, yeah, I tricked out this 99, completely redid the interior. Like, it's our caravan-iversary. Wait, why did you say it?
Caravansary.
It's our caravansary.
Okay.
Baby,
I'm
going
to read the sentence.
Me.
Wait, let me try to figure this out first. Caravansary. No. Most of the area's hotels are pricey, but there are a few wait, hold on, this is spelled differently here. Caravansaries for budget travelers. So.
Oh, they just gave the plural.
Boom.
Spelling of it. I threw you off.
Most of the area's hotels are pricey, but there are a few caravansaries for budget travelers. So it just might be. It might be actual caravans that they rent out. It's like Airbnb.
Nah.
Or it's a motel.
A city motel?
Airbnb.
I'm going to give you Half credit. You let Tahir talk you out of it. It's a motel or hotel or inn for caravans.
I got half credit though.
Hey man, something better than nothing, right?
Round four.
All right, we're gonna get on to the net word though. Ah.
The word is MANSUETUDE.
What are you saying? What are you mouthing?
The word.
But no,
the
way you was not. You was.
You tell my business, though.
What were you? You were like, that word ain't even that long.
Mansitude.
Oh, let's talk about it.
Correct.
Let's talk about it being right.
That's what I'm saying. Let's talk about it.
Okay, all right, cool.
That was a positive. Let's talk about it.
Oh, was it?
I'm not all bad.
Sheesh.
I'm actually very sweet to other people.
Mansitude is it's the attitude that one carries themselves with when they're going to sue someone else. Like, so it's not a very, like, jovial spirit. You, like... Like, you gotta have a good mansitude when you go sue somebody.
Shoot somebody?
Sue. Man, sue too. So it's like, man who is suing somebody. Like, his attitude.
Okay.
Duh, follow along.
Okay.
The preacher tamed the congregation not with judgment, but with his mansitude. Again, you know, like I said.
I don't know. I still
don't know. Open heart.
Someone with an open heart would probably have mansuetude.
Okay.
A person.
Love?
Yes.
Appreciation?
Closer.
Acceptance?
Oh.
Some people with mansuetude will inherit the earth.
Oh.
The weak?
The meek. The meek.
I mean, y'all read y'all Bible every day? Hey! So what? I thought it was the meek shall inherit the earth.
The meek.
I mean, the weak?
No.
The meek.
The meek.
Mills.
The meek shall inhabit the earth.
Shall inherit.
Inherit. Damn it. This episode is beating the fuck out of me. I mean, just combination after combination. I've been on the rope since the first ring. I mean, the first round. Son of a bitch!
First
Take
ring?
Your time. Take your turn.
Take my what?
Ah! Wording is so hard!
What are we doing? I have a headache. A physical headache.
For the words?
For the, yeah, just every, this.
All right.
This sounds like something I need to take for my headache.
The word is sacerdotal.
Yeah.
Sacerdotal.
What? What was that?
It's funny when it comes out of your mouth. It doesn't sound the same as it sounded when you said it in your head. Because in my head, it was dead on.
Yeah, your brain has a different different tones.
It does. It be pronouncing things. And then when it comes out, I'm like, who said that? I know it came out of me, but that's, no.
What did you call that again?
Sacerdotal. Doodle. Sacerdotal. Maybe it's sacerdotal. Sacerdotal.
Correct.
What in the entire fuck? You pulled that weak shit off?
I don't know what this dance is, but.
Is that a dance? Oh, that is more than enough.
What you know about?
Nothing. Nobody knows about that weird shit.
Ain't nobody got more hips in here than you. You should know a little something about
that. Oh, ain't that a bitch. I tell you what. The disrespect is going to stop. That's what is going to happen. Wait, did you read the sentence already?
No, I didn't. I was just trying to guess it.
Nah, that's not really for you.
The priest gives a home...
You just start over in the beginning.
The priest gives a homily, is that right? After reciting the gospel as part of his sacerdotal duties. his heavenly, holy duties. Sasu Da.
I'm going to give that to you. It's relating to religious beliefs as emphasizing the power of the priest as essential mediators between God and humankind.
Heavenly, holy.
When the fuck did she say anything like that is what I want to know. I didn't even hear.
I said heavenly, holy, all of that. I know those words burn your ears, but they were said.
You're a heathen.
I'm a heathen.
You are a heathen.
I'm the furthest.
You know what? I'm not gonna let this bother me. I'm just go ahead. Finish with this last little word. All right, get both of these points. Excel. All right, you gonna miss the next word, and then I'm gonna beat you in the bonus round as well. So that's what we're gonna do.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Tahir Moore, and I'm probably too upbeat for most people. But it's only because I've been able to get the help that I really need. And that's why I want to give a big shout out to BetterHelp for sponsoring the podcast today. I don't know how you guys have been feeling, but I know these last couple months have been challenging for your boy. I wake up some days I'm sad, some days I wake up I'm cool, some days I'm happy. It's just been a roller coaster of emotions. And sometimes I really can't put my finger on it. I just know that it's not my fault. And that's part of the first step to admitting that you need to get help. And with that being said, I want to tell you guys a little bit about BetterHelp. BetterHelp is not a crisis line. It's also not a self-help line. BetterHelp will assess your needs and assign you to your own personal therapist, all right? Licensed therapist. And not only that, you can start communication in under 48 hours. BetterHelp is available for clients worldwide, okay? And you can even schedule weekly video or phone conversations to help you walk through whatever you're dealing with. And there's a broad range of expertise that are available, which may not be available to you locally. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, which is why they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. BetterHelp wants you to start living a better life today. They encourage you, go to their website, go to betterhelp.com/reviews, read the reviews, see what people are saying. BetterHelp is so heavily requested right now, they're actually recruiting more therapists in all 50 states. If you're ready to take control of your life and start living a better life today, go to betterhelp.com. That's help, help.com/wording, and you'll get 10% off your first month. Again, that's betterhelp.com. Help, help/wording, and you'll get 10% off your first month today.
Round 5.
All right.
The word is legerity.
Here it is. Legerity.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one.
That is incorrect. This time the G is a J.
Jarity.
The fucking G's, man. This is what I'll be talking about, bro. This is shit.
That shit is
I wish they had, like, the creators of words, like their name, address, and shit like that, descendants. I'd egg the fuck out of their, like, great grandson's house or some shit like that. Just for this word Webster. Right here.
Huh? Pull up on Webster.
Webster don't tell you, like, who created it, though.
Yeah, but he still put it out there. He deserves these hands, too, man.
Sick of this shit. Legerity.
Boom.
That is correct. You don't get the points, but that is correct.
I figured that, Maya. You don't have to just throw salt in the wound all the time, all right? Every opportunity you see it,
it's fine.
It's all in the wound.
I love it.
Oh, do you love it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maya's the best part of the show.
That's crazy. You know what? Because I got a whole bag of fucks and I ain't giving out none.
Congrats.
So salty.
Ooh. Talk about it.
We gotta figure out who Maya been hanging with, cause she is with the wrong crowd right now. She is in rare form.
That's
you
amazing.
Would, cause you petty as shit. Petty is your first language. The novel's less than compelling plot is counterbalanced by the narrator's wit and legerity. Sense of humor.
No, that's incorrect.
Let me see the sentence.
You ever say something that you thought was so right and you were still so wrong?
You said it with your whole chest, too.
I said, I breathed in hard before I said
you
it.
Did.
I did a hearty response. Sense of humor! Wrong. fuck. You got a word you need to worry about.
You know what? I think I know what legerity means.
It's quickness of mind or body.
Which, isn't that wit, though?
Which is, I was just going
to
say.
It's in the sentence. The same thing as wit. But to be quick with your mind or your body, it's what you two are doing right now.
But isn't that wit, though? Why would they say, that's by saying counterbalanced by the narrator's wit and wit.
Well, wit is more sense of humor, and quick-witted is a faster sense of humor. So if you had said quick-witted, I'd say, well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now that you mentioned it, yeah. All right, let's see what this is. All right, I think we got it. Interdigitate.
Correct.
Right. I had to have a conversation with myself. Interdigitate. I'm gonna read the sentence because, you know, since you said that's not my forte, I'm just figuring out. Ooh. A finger joint is formed when the fingers on the ends of the two boards interdigitate for a secure fit.
Oh, you don't know what the fuck you just read. I'm
a finger joint, okay, a finger joint, mm-hmm. which is this, boom, is formed when the fingers on the ends of the two boards, the boards is what's throwing me off. Is this like an actual finger thing or is this a game? It's like intertwine. It's like connect. Mm-mm.
It is. To become interlocked like the fingers of folded hands.
Yeah, but isn't it specifically dealing with the fingers? Or you have yes. to mention that? Because if you just say to like...
I got it.
She went like this.
I did it. I did. I even showed my work. You know when you got to show your work? I did it.
Extra credit.
So this next part of the game is... We both have one index card with a strongly worded sentence on it. And we have 10 seconds to try to read the sentence correctly with as little errors as possible. You know, and
your tone has changed. What's up?
You know,
you're okay.
A little tired. It's like, tired.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm here if you need me. Mm-hmm. If you need to interdigitate.
All right. I'm good. So I'll let you pick first. You're gonna pull one of the two cards from Maya.
Okay.
And this will be a bonus question. Oh, no, Tom, flip it off.
My bad.
So we both have 10 seconds on the clock. We're going to go one at a time. And she's going to time us and see if we can get it correctly in under 10 seconds.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm gonna go first. Here we go. This is how winners finish. She wrote as a kind of muetic exercise in a way of drawing her thoughts into the light of a day, of discovering what she wanted to say as if she said it.
Correct. You got it under time.
Okay. All right. Wait, first let me... I don't even know if it's flipped. Okay. Boom. Let's go.
You ready?
I don't know. Yes. Let's go.
I just want to warn you. It's words on the other side of that call.
I don't want any more words. I'm not even getting on social media after this. There's too much words on there. I'm over it.
She wished the card just had like...
a song. Like, sing me something, anything.
Like subway numbers, like the R, the S, the T.
Oh.
Yep.
The MTA map, I'd be like, yes. Boom.
Uh-huh.
The L not working as usual. Uh-huh. Got it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Ready when you are.
Oh, I'm ready when you are. All right. And boom. Okay, when attacked from the side, the crickets dirdulate and try to bite their attacker.
Got it? Okay.
We had this other sentence for you. It was like, Sbarro's and Julia's Cheesecake and Statue of Liberty, Harlem, Uptown, Bronx. Who thought it might have been too easy?
Oh, all the places you're not allowed to go because no one likes you.
Okay, I don't want to go there.
Oh, but you do.
You play stupid. Nobody care.
That's that one tear. I see it.
So my eyes are looking.
Yes, tell me.
Looking good for Sabrina. Sabrina, you got a 95.
How?
I got a 95. I feel like a Disney princess right now for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why either.
And you're the villain that I just, like, defeated.
I'm a Gustav. Gustav.
No.
What is it, Gustav? No, what about for Beauty and the Beast? Gaston? Gaston.
You mean Gaston?
Gaston. What did I get, Maya?
You got a 50.
Excuse me, now what? Was that what now?
50.
60?
50.
5-0.
Fuck 12. Well, you know what? You know. You can't win them all. You know?
Oh, but I can.
No, you can't.
No, but I did. I won this one.
You got anything you want to tell the people to look out for?
Yes. You can hit up my website for earrings, t-shirts, and more. Also, a vegan cookbook. It's called SabrinaSith.com or ChiptoothDesign.com. I do have a chip tooth, so I just figured I'd capitalize
Thank
on
you
that.
Guys so much for watching another and episode also, of Wording is Hard. We'll see you next week on another episode.
Do me a favor. Block Tahir on all platforms. We don't need him on the internet anymore.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.